You'll have to go a long way to match a Volkswagen in match trim. They have all the bells and all the whistles. So whether it's a reliable hatchback, a super versatile SUV, or one of our exceptional all-electric ID models, you get extra spec as standard with every one of our 10 match trims. More Volkswagen for your money. Visit your Volkswagen retailer for our latest offers and more. Extra spec versus nearest equivalent VW trim. Visit Volkswagen.co.uk for full details.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, April 29th. I'm Alex Osaleff for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, last week, four big tech companies reported first quarter earnings. We'll hear about why artificial intelligence is defining this moment and what that means for the rest of the market from WSJ reporter Hardika Singh. And then, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has talked about offering a cheaper EV model for a while. And last week, he tried to assure investors that cheaper cars are coming as soon as late this year. WSJ columnist Tim Higgins tells us what it will take to make it a reality. But first, Tesla, Meta, Google parent Alphabet, and Microsoft have released their earnings from the first quarter of 2024. But investors were focused on companies' future spending plans, and everyone was talking about AI. WSJ reporter Hardika Singh joins us now with more. Hardika, what were some of the high-level takeaways from these tech earnings?
What a crazy week, right? It was a big week for the stock market. Some of the high-level takeaways for me, and what seems like for investors too, were the fact that earnings didn't seem to matter as much as they usually do in a quarter. It seems like investors were way more focused than usual on what companies were planning to do in the future. The stock market is always forward-looking, but this time it seems like investors were really focused on how companies are planning to spend the money that they're sitting on and generate new revenue streams.
Let's talk a little bit about who's up, who's down. So Meta, Google, and Microsoft had earnings that topped Wall Street's sales and profit forecasts. Tesla notably did not. What were some of the areas of growth for Meta, Google, and Microsoft?
Meta reported a really good quarter. They said that they are going to increase their artificial intelligence spending by a really, really large amount, despite having a good quarter. That really spooked some investors that, all right, I've been shoving money into this stock, and it seems like it's going to be a little bit before I see the payoff. So despite having good earnings, Meta's stock seemed to have sold off. Then for Alphabet, it seems like they're unveiling their first cash dividend, which is really great news. Investors love dividends, and that also helped the shares. And then for Microsoft, which has also spent huge chunks of money on AI, it seemed like it had declined in sympathy with Meta platforms. But after reporting its own earnings, people were like, okay, no, Microsoft is still the top leader. So shares went up, but not as much as some of the other stocks did.
What about Tesla?
Surprisingly enough, they had a really terrible quarter. But despite that, it seems like investors just love Elon Musk. He is focused on accelerating the launch of new and cheaper models. So him taking all these steps to, you know, revamp the company in some ways, helped the stock despite reporting earnings that were really, really bad.
You mentioned that investors seemed pretty focused on what companies said about their future plans. What were some of the places that they want to see companies investing their cash?
It seems like AI investing is the area of focus at the moment. And a lot of the frustration that investors have is that they don't exactly know what all this money being spent will generate. And in the past, when these big tech companies have shoved a bunch of money into trying to generate, you know, new revenue streams, it has paid off because they knew what those revenue generating things were going to be. But this time around, we're not really sure what the game plan is with AI or what the business model is. We're still in very early innings of it.
These four companies make up more than half of the Magnificent Seven. What does this tell us about the overall market and tech stocks in particular?
Tech stocks are so valuable to the stock market. And whatever happens to them happens to the rest of the stock market because they are such a huge component of it. And of course, they have been the stock market's best engine for profit and growth over the past, not just few years, but two decades, I would even say.
That was our reporter, Hardika Singh. For more of your daily tech headlines, check out TNB Tech Minute. That's right here in the Tech News Briefing feed. Coming up, why do Tesla investors want the company to make a cheaper EV? That's after the break.
NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
For years, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has talked about offering a cheaper model of the company's EVs. The argument is it could attract new customers who are priced out of the company's more expensive existing models. But the details, like how much it would actually cost and how it would differ from existing Tesla models, are still up in the air. WSJ columnist Tim Higgins is here to tell us what we know so far. Tim, what's the latest on that cheaper EV model?
It's murky at best. And I say that after listening to Elon speak the other day and reading the company's most recent earnings statement. This big kind of cornerstone of what investors were believing is going to be the future of the company has been touted for years, the idea of a next generation vehicle that was going to be cheaper to help fuel massive sales growth in the years to come that would make Tesla the largest automaker by sales, well exceeding what Toyota is currently doing. The cornerstone of that idea was a $25,000 vehicle. Elon had previously said he thought that production could begin as soon as the second half of next year. And then a few weeks ago, really, we started getting vibes that perhaps his attention had turned to the robot taxi, and maybe that mass-produced cheaper car was taking a back seat. Well, when Elon came out with earnings, he said that actually the roadmap for future products had changed. They were going to pull ahead their efforts to bring out new vehicles, including a cheaper model, as soon as perhaps later this year or early next year. And that was a surprise to a lot of people. That said, the plans that he's talking about aren't exactly the plans that investors had bought into or were expecting. And now the plan is that these vehicles will use certain aspects of the long-promised next-generation platform, as well as aspects of what they currently make. So perhaps things that are in the Model 3 or the Model Y. And what that means is really unclear at this point. It almost, in a lot of ways, sounds like a Frankenstein's monster approach to getting vehicles out as quickly as possible, because the market has turned for EVs. And this, in a lot of ways, carries some risks. Will it be differentiated enough that buyers will see it as a new vehicle? Do they cheapen the vehicles they already have so much that the brand is hurt by that?
Do we know any of the specs of this new, potentially cheaper EV?
We don't know. In fact, as Elon was talking about it, that's what analysts wanted to know. Bernstein's Tony Saganagi even asked Elon, when you talk about these vehicles coming out, are they tweaks to current models, or are they actually going to be new vehicles? And Elon wouldn't bite at that. And that is concerning to some kind of industry veterans. The idea that Tesla could use its current production lines where they're making existing vehicles and start rolling out new models later this year probably signals the idea that it's going to be a refresh to a current version.
Musk has talked a lot about his plan for more automation in Teslas. Where would that fit into this?
Essentially, Elon seems to be making a compromise with investors. Elon believes the future of Tesla, the future value of the company, is in robotics, is in AI. He sees a world where cars drive themselves to be deployed as robo-taxis. He sees a world where Tesla is making humanoid robots. The concern among some investors is the timeline to get to that future, that it could take years, if not decades. So they want to know what Tesla is going to do in the interim, how it's going to make the money it needs to not only keep the lights on, but fund all of this kind of future exciting things that he wants to pursue. And they also want to see continued profits.
Back in 2020, Tesla talked about an unboxed manufacturing process that might make a cheaper car possible. How would that work?
Well, that's really one of the big questions. Part of the reason that investors are really excited about this next generation vehicle was that the promised cost reductions, making cars tends to be historically a low margin business. Tesla had been successful with its EVs. It's shown the world it could be profitable. And while Elon wanted to chase huge volumes, a part of kind of the sell was these vehicles would continue to be profitable. And to do that, more than a year ago, Tesla laid out to investors its plan to reduce cost in the next generation vehicles. And part of that was a new manufacturing process, which it called an unboxed process. And this essentially was its vision for making cars in a more efficient way. Manufacturing experts that I have talked to were very excited about the prospect or the possibility of this. And so investors in particular are very excited about it. And so what we heard from Elon and Tesla during last week's earnings was that essentially that process is not how these new vehicles are going to be built. The unboxed process, they said, was risky. They seem to still be kind of working towards it, the purpose-built robot taxi that they've promised. They still talk about using this unboxed process for that. But where it sits in the grand scheme of things is also just a little unclear at the moment.
That was WSJ columnist Tim Higgins. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.